For years, the Army Corps of Engineers has been criticized for building wasteful projects. As the keeper of the nation's rivers, the agency dams, levees, and dredges waterways to the tune of $1 billion a year. Now, the Corps has reviewed and may suspend a number of its new projects. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on an agency that is under pressure to reform itself.
Critics of the Army Corps of Engineers say change is long overdue. They argue lawmakers in Congress who have the power to bring reform benefit too much from the status quo. Take, for instance, the Corps' decision to dredge the Dog River in Alabama. Turns out, Congressman Sonny Callahan has a house on the river and was very supportive of seeing the project through. Steve Ellis of the watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense argues dredging the Dog River offers no benefits to the national taxpayers picking up the tab, save a few hundred who happen to be Sonny Callahan's neighbors.
If you're living on Rivière du Chien Road, which is the Dog River Road right there, then, yeah, there's a huge benefit because you have a little dock right off your backyard so you can tie your boat up. And Congressman Callahan has said as much a couple years ago. He said there's no federal role in this project, but he happened to push through some funding for that project a year ago.
Congressman Callahan declined to comment for this story. Taxpayers for Common Sense says this is just one of a long list of flawed projects. The Army Corps is required to run a cost-benefit analysis on every project, but in recent years, the agency has been caught cooking the books. The Army's Inspector General reprimanded the Corps 2 years ago when it came to light that officials had been ordered to make a lock expansion project on the Mississippi River look economically viable on paper, even after studies determined the project was not justified. The National Academy of Sciences has weighed in, too, criticizing the Corps for its failure to fully consider environmental effects of its projects. Mark Van Putten is president of the environmental group National Wildlife Federation.
Well, National Wildlife Federation's interest is in reforming one of the most environmentally destructive agencies in United States history.
Van Putten argues the Corps' systems of levees, dams, and locks have destroyed river spawning grounds, wildlife habitat, and wetlands. His organization is turning up the heat on 25 projects they consider most damaging. One is a river irrigation project in Arkansas.
Not only will it be damaging to a national wildlife refuge on the White River, not only is it economically a waste of taxpayer dollars, but it gets the Corps into a new line of work, supplying irrigation water to a few rice farmers in eastern Arkansas. It's an example of mission creep of the worst sort, the Corps trying to expand its empire by taking on new purposes that never were part of its original mission.
The Corps' original mission, which goes back to the early 1800s, was to ensure navigable waters for commerce. Since then, according to Army Corps senior historian Martin Royce, the agency has not tried to expand its empire, but rather has successfully taken on varied projects assigned to it.
I need to remind you that the Corps is building these projects in response to the public will.
Royce argues these professionals have brought a new mindset to the Corps, and he rejects the notion that the agency takes on construction projects without fully considering environmental effects.
I think that kind of characterization might have been typical of the Corps, say, 50 or 60 years ago, but far less so today.
The Corps is not commenting on the list of projects to be halted until details are worked out. The Bush administration has proposed cuts in the Corps' budget and pushed out the head of the agency when he publicly complained about it. On Capitol Hill, a small group of lawmakers is calling for change. Their bill would require local communities who benefit from a project to bear a larger cost of the construction. They say if cost-sharing reforms pass, some of the projects that looked so delicious when they were nearly free may suddenly not be so attractive. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.